Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sanghvi Movers Limited Q2 post-earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shyam D. Gajare, Joint Managing Director and CFO of Sanghvi Movers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you very much for attending investor conference call of Sanghvi Movers Limited for the quarter and the period ended 30th September 2023. I quickly run through key highlights of financial performance of the company for the quarter and period ended 30th September 2023, and then myself and our MD, Mr. Rishi Sanghvi, will take the questions, if any you have, on the financial performance of the company. For the quarter ended 30th September 2023, Sanghvi Movers Limited has achieved a total turnover of 145 crores, EBITDA of 91 crores, and profit after tax of 37 crores. Our EBITDA margin for the Q2, that is quarter ended 30th September, is 63%, while the PAT is 26%. Our average capacity utilization for the quarter ended is 82%, while the average blended yield is 2.09% per month. For the six-month period ended 30th September, Sanghvi Movers Limited has achieved a total turnover of 297 crores, EBITDA of 185 crores, and PAT of 79 crores. Our EBITDA margin for the H1 FY 2024 is 62%, while the PAT is 27%. Our average capacity utilization for the half year ended 30th September is 83%, while the average blended yield is 2.15% per month. The slight decrease in the capacity utilization as well as the average blended yield was primarily on account of monsoon season, which has slightly disrupted the overall operation at the working sites. The breakup of other income is already given in the investor presentation, which is primarily includes the profit on sale of 13 cranes, reversal of provision for doubtful debts on account of recovery of monies from our clients, which was made as a provision for doubtful debt in the earlier years. Thirdly, there was some interest on FDs that we have kept with the bank and the gain from the short-term investment made by the company out of the surplus funds. During the six-month period ended, Sanghvi Movers Limited has completed CapEx of 252 crores out of the planned CapEx of 300 crores for FY 2024. This consists of purchase of 24 numbers brand new cranes of various capacities, multi-axle lines, and six number prime movers. Our order book as on 1st of October 2023 was 522 crores. The order book of the company on the same date a year back, that is on 1st of October 2022, was 382 crores. Thus, our order book has increased by more than 37% year-on-year basis. Our revenue from EPC business for the six-month period ended is roughly around 8 crores. As on 30th September 2023, the net debt of the company was 308 crores, while our net worth of the company is 903 crores. Hence, our debt-to-equity ratio was 0.34:1. Out of the total fleet of 404 cranes, there are some 51 cranes which are at the end of their effective useful life. The cumulative lifting capacity of these cranes is 6,690 tons, while the year of manufacture of this crane is between 1968-2001. The company intends to dispose of these cranes in the next 12 months, and therefore these cranes are excluded and shown under the head as assets held for sale in the balance sheet as on 30th September 2023. The gross block of this 51 crane is 85 crores, while the WDV as on 30th September is 3.23 crores. After excluding these 51 cranes, the total number of active or deployable cranes with the company are 353 cranes, while the gross block of this crane is 2,485 crores. With this, I would like to conclude my opening remarks, and I would like to open the floor for the question and answers, if any you have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Our first question is from the line of Rahul Kotari from Great Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. So I wanted to understand the point with regards to there is a change in the orders with regards to earlier there used to be 2 megawatt turbines. Now it's more of a 3 megawatt turbine which are expected going forward. So does this change the competitive landscape in the crane provider industry, means the capex or equipment would be on a broader note different? So generally a company would like to would have to go with a fresh capex. So does that change the competitive landscape for this industry, and how are we positioned?
Rishi, can you take this question?
So typically in the past the hubites were between anywhere from 90 meters, they reached 120 meters, and now they're at 144 meters. And the rated capacity of the turbines have moved from the kilowatt class to now 3.6 megawatts. So we have geared ourselves up for this for these large megawatts, 3 megawatt class of turbines. And we are having currently more than 30 packages that can cater to the 3 megawatt class. The second thing is we have been investing consistently in upgrading our fleet, as is visible through the capex that your company has done this year, last year, and the year before that. While the turbine hub height has gone up with respect to the competitive landscape, we still cater to 60 to 65% of the organized sector, and in the wind industry we are at about 75%. So we do account for 3/4 of the total installed capacity in the country.
Okay. So second point is like, as what I am reading is that more large size orders are coming in the wind sector, like more of 100 megawatt, 300, 500 megawatt are being placed by PSUs, and large size orders are being taken by IPPs. Does it mean or can be understood in a manner that more of a long tenure orders we would be able to secure? And secondly, since majority of the orders are related to single states, so our transit between two geographies would be limited, and hence more our occupancy is going to capacity utilization is going to increase going forward.
So yes, we do have better clarity or visibility on our order book, where some of our cranes, our customers are talking to us for and showing us visibility till October 25. So we as a strategy, we do keep a mix in our fleet, where a certain portion of the fleet is allocated to long-term premium customers and certain portion of our fleet is allocated to short-term contracts where the pricing is dynamic and we can take advantage of our position. With respect to freight cost, intersection of our availability of cranes, the location of those cranes, the location of the projects. So my crane may be located in Tamil Nadu and I may have the next order in Gujarat. So it's difficult to say that the project locations would mean single state transport or logistics. That's not a fair assumption, because it depends on multiple factors and the intersection of those factors at that point of time.
And that's the last question is that with regards to EPC domain, do we envision that there is a strong demand for the EPC players in the market, considering the large orders that are expected to come? So is it that more of a IPP players or turnkey service providers are more pulling or more inquiring for us to provide like cranes plus EPC service to bidder? Are there some change in the orders structure?
Absolutely. So what we are getting a significant amount of pull from the market. As I already described to you, we account for three-fourths of all the installation in the country. Now, what is happening is traditionally the OEMs or original equipment manufacturers used to do the complete turnkey execution of projects, right from the development of the site to the execution of that project and the evacuation of the power. Nowadays, the OEM has moved more towards the global model, which is to produce the wind turbine and not execute the job. And the IPPs are now in a position where they have to execute the entire wind farm development. And so therefore, there is a tremendous amount of pull from the IPPs for people to become turnkey EPC solution providers. And for us, that's a natural fit because we are already in the mechanical space. We are already providing the cranes, the transportation, and the installation of the turbine. And therefore, it's a natural fit for us with the independent power producers to take on a larger scope of activities, and therefore the contracts are changing. Now, the IPPs are also attracted to Sanghvi Movers because we have a good balance sheet, we have a well-run organization, we have a past track record, we have done more than 10 gigawatts of installations in the country, we've worked around the country, and we have a good team in place. So there is a pull from the IPPs, and there is a solution that we can provide to them, and therefore it is a natural fit in terms of wind EPC.
And sir, just one last question to pull into it. Do I need to understand that earlier it used to be a turnkey execution? Then I think so recently I understood that separate orders for BOPs and WTG wind turbines, separate orders are being placed by PSUs and all. So BOP is like complete EPC part. Turbine manufacturer OEM used to do the erection part of the turbine. Now we are squeezing the area and providing EPC within the turbine erection space, right? Not into BOP part.
Doing BOP activities, so your company has done a couple of civil foundations. We are getting into the civil activities of foundations, pathways, hard stand, 33 kilowatt lines, cranes, transportation, installation, yard management. So there's to erect a wind farm, there are about 4 to 5 areas of mechanical, electrical, civil, and land and surface logistics. These are the 5 elements that are required to build a wind farm. So your company is slowly but steadily making progress across all these 5 verticals to provide a turnkey solution to the IPP.
So this means that going forward in another couple of years, the CPC domain could have a significant, not significant, but at least 10% to 20% revenue visibility in our total revenue contribution?
No, I don't give any forward guidance.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prateek Jain from Solidarity Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So I have a question on EPC 4A. Just wanted to understand how strategic is this EPC 4A to your core equipment rental business. And second thing is on the equipment rental payback period. So when you say that you make 2-2.5% rental yield, that doesn't include the cost you require to do the business on it. So if you adjust the cost in the in your rental yield, what is the actual payback period basically for your equipment? That's the two questions from my end.
So I'll take the first question. So basically, we are entering into contracts where the cranage is a large percentage of the contract. It is more than 50% of the contract. And we are not entering into any unrelated spaces where cranes are not utilized. So both on the project side and the oil and gas space, and the refinery space, and as well as the wind space, we are not doing any pure play EPC projects where you know there is no involvement of cranes, and we already have mastery on cranes, you know, being the sixth largest in the world. We are augmenting our services to basically solve pain points for our customers. And this is a natural pull from the market where we are able to reduce their risk, we are able to speed up the project, we are able to charge a premium in order to do what we do. So I hope this answers your first question. And then Shyam, would you like to take the second question on yield and payback?
Yes, yes. See, yield is a function of our pricing power, and yield is also is a function of the capacity utilization of the fleet. See, the gross payback of the investment that we are making in the crane is generally 5 years, assuming if we earn a 2% monthly yield multiplied by 12 months, and if you say average utilization is 80%, roughly you get 20% of the money on the capital investment on a yearly basis. So gross payback is 5 years, and if you deduct the expenses, that is after netting out the expenses, the payback period is between 7 years to 7.5 years.
But the life of the crane,
Hello.
Yes.
What's the life of this machine?
The crane that we have, we typically have life more than 40 years, and the tire mounted telescopic crane that we have is having a life more than 30 to 35 years.
You may have noticed that we have just retired a crane from 1962 and we are in 2023 right now.
And will there be any situation, you know, your crane or your technology becomes obsolete, so you just resell it in the market? Is there an aftermarket for this?
I think old cranes consistently over the last 10, 15 years, which is can be noticed from the other income. So we are selling the cranes which are getting old, and there's a market for these cranes.
So how much do you get when you resell it roughly?
Sorry?
We make a profit on the sales because that's how the other income is generated.
From the sale of 13 cranes for the 6 month period, na, we have generated profit after tax, that is 5 crores 88 lakhs. So that is sale price minus the WDV of the cranes.
Sorry, my question was basically if let's say after 10-15 years you decide to sell out your crane, okay? So if you have bought that crane for 100 rupees, what's the resale value you get for that same crane?
No, it's not easy to gauge this. It depends on the usage of the crane, the location of the crane, the configuration of the crane, the type of crane. Like there are n number of factors to decide a price. You cannot price a used car 10 years from today just based on the fact on how much you bought it for.
Got it. Thanks a lot, sir. So mind.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon and congrats on good set of numbers. I have three questions. One was, we have done a capex of 252 crore. Are we planning any more capex for the year? And whatever capex we did, are all cranes are earning rents for means last quarter, did they earn rent or there are some which need to be still go on lease? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
The board has approved the capex of 300 crores for the current financial year, out of which we already completed capex of 252 crores, which includes capex worth rupees 242 crores for cranes and balance 10 crores is for the other equipment. So yes, the cranes which we have purchased in the current financial year, they are already being deployed at the job sites. They have gone directly from the port to the respective job sites of the client. So they are earning income, obviously.
Okay. And the remaining 60 crores, have we decided or it's a work in progress?
No, we already placed the capex. We already placed the purchase order for purchase of the balance cranes.
Okay. And secondly, on this slide 16, we have said that 51 cranes are at the end of life. Are these cranes working? Means, or were they on lease in recent times, or they are all at depots and not earning any yield?
See, these are the typical old cranes. They can be put to job site, but we don't want to put our efforts, time and money into our efforts in putting those cranes back to operations. See, if you can see, I mentioned also the year of manufacture. These cranes, if you do proper repair, this can be deployed at the job site. So that's why we intend to sell these cranes to some parties who are interested in buying such cranes.
And the 13 cranes what we sold, were they also similar capacity?
No, they were working crane. They were working crane.
Okay. And we have stated that the 51 cranes were all built pre-2001. Okay. So can we safely assume that all remaining 353 cranes which we have are built after 2001, or there are also some cranes which are pre-2001 in the 353 cranes what we are showing currently?
There are certain cranes which are having year of manufacture prior to 2000. They are working right now. So there are some cranes.
What would be the average age of fleet now after this three?
It is up to around 20-21 years.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. I'll join back in the queue for further queries.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kailash, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Sajalji and Rishi. I just two questions, please. First of all, congratulations for the great performance. I'm an investor with the company. The first question is, when we say that we have an order book of 522 crores, may we know from which industry segment are these orders from? Is it in line with what we have in H1? Like, if you could provide that detail about what is the broad the industries are coming from. We don't know the exact dollar amounts.
Yes, they're similar. They're similar breakup of orders.
Similar breakup of orders. Thank you. My second query would be that we received an announcement that the company is planning to increase the share capital. May we know what would be the objective? Is that for?
It's an enabling resolution.
So will there be more capex?
Some.
Increase the capital in near future, na? We should have resolution in place, na? So we don't have any plans right now to raise funds through equity market. So the capex will be funded to date only right now and next year, near future at least.
Understood. Thank you. Those were the questions. All the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Saurabh from MultiAct. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rahul Picha from MultiAct. So like you spoke about, you know, more longer term contracts being entered lately. So just wanted to understand like how much of our capacity would already have been tied up for FY25.
As of today, our order book stands at 522 for March 24. Beyond that, we will not like to comment on the order book for 25, but we can say that we have strong visibility, very strong visibility.
Okay. Okay. And the utilization number that we have given out, 82%, does that include the 51 cranes that we have called out to be sold or is it excluding that?
Champ?
Those cranes were excluded while calculating the capacity utilization.
Okay, got it. And any incremental capex plans beyond what we have already announced?
It will be subject to the board approval.
Okay. But anything in the pipeline, like under discussion or, right now or not?
We will get back to you in case there is a change in the capex plan.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pankit Shah from Dinero Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good afternoon. So, wanted to understand that do we have a higher yield on a higher tonnage crane? Because a lot of capex is happening now for the higher tonnage crane. And as a mix also, low tonnage crane will have a lower yield versus a high ton crane.
We disclose our average blended yield across all the fleets, so we cannot disclose the yield capacity wise. It's the average blended yield of the entire fleet that we have.
Yeah, I got that. Just an understanding perspective. So I'm thinking from a perspective that as competition will be lower on a higher tonnage crane, so do we enjoy a higher yield on the same crane?
Competition is there in all segments of the lifting industry.
Sorry?
There is competition at all levels in the lifting industry.
Okay. So there's nothing as such, higher the tonnage of the crane and slightly lower the competition. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so actually, if you can throw some more light about the competition, like who are the pan-India players in similar services, are we there?
We are the only listed and organized player. Besides us, there is a German Belgium MNC called Sarenz. AllCargo Logistics had a division, but they have sold it. And besides that, there are all unorganized players.
Like a regional local player.
They are national players, but they are unorganized.
Okay. And so do they have the capacity or bandwidth to do such big CapEx like how what we are doing currently?
Sam, would you like to answer this question?
See, our competitors are also doing a CapEx. They are typically a partnership firm or private limited company. See, seeing the market outlook, they are also doing some amount of CapEx every year. But since their information is not in public domain, so we can't comment how much CapEx they are doing.
Okay. And earlier we had a basically earlier we had planned that we'll curtail our wind sector dependence to 50%. So now the current traction in wind will be so high, our contribution is expected to go up. So how do we see the mix changing?
Yeah, that's a good question. So look, we don't prioritize a sector allocation for our deployment of cranes. First and foremost, what we look at is the track record of the client in terms of their ability and credibility to pay. So one is we check how good a paymaster is the client. The second what we check is we start looking at our yields. So yields for us are flat across sectors, whether you are in the wind industry, cement industry, thermal power, wherever there is a crane requirement, irrespective of the sector it is in working in, the yield is flat. And then the third thing that we look at while building up our order book is the visibility or the tenure of the contract. So these three things dictate how we build up our order book. And based on that, we do allocate our equipment to customers. We don't look at segments, sectors.
Okay. So now as we are venturing into EPC, as in wind EPC and other infra EPC related work, so basically what risk do you see that different as compared to what we have in our clean rental business? Any working capital changes there or what different risks do we have there?
So that's a very open-ended question, so I'll answer the last part of your question. We have not drawn our working capital as of today, and we are utilizing the income from our EPC to run the sites. So Shyam, would you like to just elaborate on that last point, please?
It is being managed through internal accruals. We are not borrowing anything. We are not doing any CapEx for this business.
Right. Okay. And if I look at margins, just wanted to understand how should we see the operating leverage playing out? The majority of the costs, I understand, are fixed in nature. If you can throw some more understanding on what all are like variable costs involved.
And the manpower, that is the operating expenses, the manpower cost means the contract labor charges, the fuel expenses, and the operating expenses at the site, they are normally variable expenses. Rest are the fixed costs.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Shah, may we request you to return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my questions and congratulations on good numbers.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May we request you to use your handset, please?
Yeah,
Am I okay?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So my question relates to your order book, which is 522 crores. So is there any EPC order book also in that, or it's pure crane order?
Yes, it is includes some portion of the EPC also. It is roughly around 40 to 45 crores.
Okay, okay. And second question was, what was the revenue of EPC in Q2, if possible?
So I will disclose the number for the entire 6 months. It's total 7.33 crores.
Okay.
In the first quarter, it was roughly around 3.61 crore or something like that. So balance is for the this quarter.
Okay. And with the sale of all these cranes, whether there will be any loss of revenue from that, or there is no problem.
No, we are constantly replacing the fleet, right? So that's why we are doing a capex of almost 300 crores this year.
Okay, okay. Fine. So, okay, fine. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashutosh Garud from Ambit Wealth PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So congratulations on a great set of numbers. We just wanted to understand, most of the questions have been answered. So the seasonality part, which you mentioned because of rains initially. So if I see your revenues, sequential revenues previous years, September ended quarters, we actually grew on a quarter on quarter basis, even on the revenue. So if you can elaborate what exactly went through the current quarter operations where this rain related aspect played out.
Lee is on the lower side because of the monsoon season, because most of the cranes remain idle at the site because of the rainy season. That's why the overall revenue in the second quarter is generally on the lower side as compared to the remaining three quarters.
Yeah, so that is exactly what I'm trying to understand. If you see previous year's same quarter, September 22 quarter, we had a sequential growth actually on revenue. So just wanted to understand. I mean,
so year on year there is a growth, but quarter on quarter there is a degrowth. So that's what we're trying to explain.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Girija Daga from Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So my first question is, like, when I look at the, let's say India will be setting up somewhere about installing 5 gigawatt of wind power this year. So just to understand, with the current capex of 300 crore, do you think we should be able to have the 75% market share intact with this current capex, right?
So this capex is for this year. Every year we will evaluate our position and our what percentage of the market we are able to cater to, and then take a call based on the demand and the visibility of projects.
No, but let me ask this, so that current capacity is like, can you install how much gigawatt of power, wind power?
Again, this question is very hard to give, because assuming I have a set of cranes, if the end user doesn't utilize the crane, then the capacity will come down. Some clients are able to install one tower a month. Some clients are able to install 5 towers a month.
Okay, okay. So I'm assuming that 5,000 by 75%, 3750 gigawatt is like installed by us for, let's say, for this year. Do you think that we can do this with the current set of order, right?
Shyam, I'm not able to understand the question. Could you please take it?
Yes, we have a sufficient cranes that can cater to the windmill sector requirement of completing the windmill project.
Okay. My second question is, like, we generally said last time that when we get 2.8-2.9% of fuel, that was due to the old time, basically. Are we not looking at, since the demand is very good, are we not reaching to the situation where we feel that the people will give us for the old time?
So, you know, the yield has been improving, and that's a function, of course, of the demand. But to a certain extent, there is a less price elasticity, because as the demand is increasing, so is the supply. So we are what I would like to say is we are confident on maintaining 2% plus yields.
Okay. Secondly, what happened? People are using the crane more judiciously than what they were using earlier. So they are doing proper planning. So overtime element is coming down significantly.
Okay. One suggestion on the order book side, like I believe this 522 crore includes part of the executed orders also, which we did in the first half.
Correct.
Can we give the unexecuted order book, like this is a suggestion?
Okay, so, we'll do that. It's 522 minus 286, so the remaining period order is 236.
No, I'll say cumulative, like you are not giving for FY24 beyond. I'll say cumulative unexecuted order book.
Next time we'll give that in the presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Rajesh, you can go ahead with the question. So may I request that we move to the next participant, please? Our next question is from the line of Mr. Rajesh, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Most of my questions have been answered, but just on the yield side, were there any orders in this quarter that we could not sign up because our cranes were already deployed or we had already booked them for advanced periods as well? Any situations like that, or just trying to get a better sense of the demand, that are we planning to therefore do more CapEx down the road?
Can you take this question?
No, I was not able to catch it because there's a very big echo.
Okay. So, Rajesh, your question was whether we have regretted any orders during the quarter or 6 month period ended because we are not having a crane. Correct, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So, yes, we definitely have regretted orders because of our current utilization levels. It is an effective utilization of 90-95% of our fleet because, 10% will be at any time in transit, under maintenance, breakdown, etc., etc. So we have definitely regretted a number of orders. And currently, we don't disclose that sort of number in the public domain.
No, fair enough. So therefore, I was just wondering that, do you see the scope of yield going up because obviously, the capacity cannot be added as fast as the demand seems to be growing. So, in that sense, could you see this yield, maybe not this year, but in fiscal 25, approaching 2.5%?
As I've already informed everyone, the management is confident of maintaining a 2% yield, primarily on the fact that, infrastructure is what is currently driving the economy. And on the other hand, also, we have a strong order visibility. But beyond that, I would not like to comment anything.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question was on... See, we started CAPEX around 1.5 years back in FY22. Can you give how the prices of cranes have behaved in this duration? And what has been the increase in the price of cranes? And what is the cost of debt what we are able to get to purchase new cranes? And are we getting any, let's say, better payment terms from the vendors or the crane suppliers? Any thoughts on that, and how is the market behaving on that side to purchase a crane?
Shyam, would you like to answer the cost of capital first, and then I'll take the balance questions?
In the last 2 years, when we did a capex in somewhere in 21-22, vis-a-vis the capex that we did in doing in the current financial year. That was your question, correct?
Yeah, how is the cost of debt moved for us?
Cost of debt is 9%, I already gave in the presentation. Average cost of borrowing for the company is 9%.
So has it increased or means what has been the increase in last 24 months?
See, because the overall repo rate has increased, the average tenor, the average rate of interest is also increased. No?
Okay.
The cost of borrowing is also increased by 0.5% what it was 2 years back.
Okay. Yeah.
Now on the cost of crane, look, a majority, India doesn't manufacture these cranes. They either come from China, Japan, Germany or the USA. And every, there are about 4 to 5 manufacturers in the world. And every manufacturer will price the cranes based on a number of factors. What is the factory's capacity utilization? What are their target numbers? What is happening on the geopolitical space? How is the, for the Chinese manufacturers, how is the Chinese market behaving? You know, what are the incentives their local governments are giving them? And the list is endless. So pricing of cranes is dynamic, but yes, with our relationships with the vendors, we are able to enjoy what I would say as premium pricing. We are able to enjoy terms because we have long established relationships with these manufacturers. Being the 6th largest crane rental company in the world, they want to associate with us. So in the general sense is the more you buy, the better pricing you get. So we are getting a volume discount as well. So pricing of cranes has moved favorably in our direction. I can just give you a directional sense of things. And then, yes, along with pricing, terms change as well, right? So the terms, the finance terms, all of those terms are in our favor. Sam, can we quote some of the finance terms or are we sharing that information? Hello?
No, Rishi.
No, we're not. Okay. So yes, in finance terms also, in the general direction I can give you is that they're more favorable today than they were in the past.
And are the deliveries, means what is the, so what, when we order 2 years back, how quickly the deliveries were possible?
There is no change in delivery time. The lead time remains the same.
Okay, okay.
So in my opinion, China has an infinite capacity to manufacture.
Okay, okay. And when you say the payment terms are in favor, I got it, but I was just trying to understand, has the price of cranes increased in last 2 years or they are at the similar level what they were 2 years back?
On an absolute basis, they're similar. Now it just depends on how you're able to negotiate with the manufacturer.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ria from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on good set of numbers and thank you for giving me the opportunity. My first question is in terms of we think there's good opportunity in domestic market. Our suppliers are willing to come to India and give the cranes directly?
Suppliers as in you mean the manufacturer of the crane?
Yes.
No, manufacturer of the crane will not enter the rental space because it cannibalizes their own sales.
Okay. And my second question is in terms of CapEx for the next year, could you give us a directional sense?
There will be capex next year, but I don't want to be quote a number.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thanks, Ria.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Priyank Parekh from Abacus Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand on how we plan our CapEx. When we add any new capacity, what are the sort of signals we seek from the market to, add capacity for next phase of growth?
Yeah, Priyam, that's a good question. So, first and foremost, we see at a macro level where the country is headed, what are our stated objectives and how that may impact the sectors we operate in. Then we look at how the infrastructure sector and, within that, steel, cement, commodities, oil and gas, refineries, petrochemicals, the chemical industry, the renewable wind energy, thermal power, metros, railways, bridges. So in directionally, we like to map out, what is the capacity addition, what is the sentiment in those sectors. Then we take that a level below and we connect with our customers to understand what is their project outlay. So we have, infrastructure projects are not built overnight. There is a good visibility of anywhere between 2 to 5 years where, project financing, environmental clearances, government approvals and all the related infrastructure needs to be put in place before you can actually go out and build a massive project. So we have good clarity from our clients about what their visibility looks like, what are their plans, etc. And from there, we sort of capture what is our market share, how much of that demand can we address, what is the order book as of today, what is the visibility on that order book going forward, and then we choose and select the kind of customers that we want to work with. And then we plan our CapEx based on those inputs.
So, last time we did CapEx in FY 2016 and 17, and there was an immediate sort of in 18 to 22, there was immediate sort of slowdown that we saw in demand. So, any in this phase of CapEx, how we are planning to not having to to find ourselves in such troublesome.
Yes, in 2016 there was a policy change that shifted from a feed-in regime to a reverse auction regime, and it was not just us but the entire industry, at least in the renewable space, took a very long time to adjust to this mechanism. Besides that, the power sector was in doldrums, steel was in doldrums, cement was in doldrums, and infrastructure as a whole for the last 10 years was unaddressed and underdeveloped. So really, if you look at it going forward, one is we have de-risked our sectoral dependence. We are now focused on, catering to all markets where yields are flat. The second thing that we're doing right now is, we're doing CapEx in a very cautious manner. For example, the debt to equity, after doing 300 crores of CapEx and what we've done in the past few years, the debt to equity still remains as, around 0.3. Besides that, if you look at our balance sheet, it has strengthened up, and Sham, maybe you can add to this. But going forward, our debt repayment obligations are very easily manageable from the internal cash accruals and our existing business. So we have done a lot to structure the way we have done our growth these past few years, and I don't foresee us. I don't foresee the market turning or the demand going down, or structurally anything going wrong with the way we have done our CapEx. Sham, anything to add to this?
The policy change, more particularly to the wind sector. In those years, we have repaid average rate of 100 crores per annum. And going forward, we have taken a conscious decision to manage our cash flow in such a way that there will not be additional burden on the debt repayment side. So our average debt repayment going forward is less than 100 crores, which we can easily manage if you believe in the traction in the economy, Indian economy is happening currently. We don't foresee any major problems.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shyam Kajale for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for attending this call and wish you happy Diwali in advance. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Sanghvi Movers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.